pretty sure it's Techzilla.
Hi, I'm Molly Jensen.
Hi, I'm Kevin White Brown.
I'm Kim Fox, and you're listening to
Into the Podverse with my dad,
Tony Dilg.
Hey there. If you're serious about growing your podcast and reaching a wider audience, then listen up. Did you know that promoting your podcast on radio can take your show to new heights? Well, it's true. Radio advertising offers a broader reach, adds credibility, and opens doors to untapped audiences. But I've even got better news for you. Introducing RadioAdSpread.com. With the code DOE800, you get access to a free consultation and your very own account manager. They'll guide you through the process, making it easy to start your radio advertising journey. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to expand your podcast's reach and influence. Visit RadioAdSpread.com today and use the code DOE800. Your podcast deserves to shine. There's more information in the show notes. Recently, a LinkedIn associate of mine, Daniel Ojikalu, successfully defended his bachelor's dissertation, marking a significant milestone in his educational journey. His research focused on public awareness, perception, and attitudes regarding the use of podcasts as a tool for academic communication among undergraduate students at the University of Nigeria, Nsukka, UNN. Daniel is passionate about podcasts, and he does have a real concern for improving the learning experience of undergraduate students. He recognized that today's students are constantly on the lookout for innovative and convenient ways to enhance their education, and he saw podcasts as a promising avenue to explore in this quest. Now, what makes his work unique is the profound impact it could have on various stakeholders. His research findings not only shed light on the attitudes and perceptions of students towards podcast-based education, but also hold significant implications for government policymakers and non-governmental agencies. It offers a fresh perspective on how technology in the form of podcasts can be harnessed to revolutionize the educational landscape. Daniel's dissertation is brimming with valuable recommendations for key organizations dedicated to advancing education in Nigeria and across the African continent. Entities such as the Education Sub-Saharan Africa, Forefront Education Africa Association for the Development of Education in Africa, Bridging Education Gap Africa, and the Africa Institute for Digital Education, among others, stand to benefit immensely from the insights and suggestions contained in this research. Looking to the future, Daniel harbors aspirations of presenting his study at prestigious forums like podcast fellowships, conferences, and workshops. Now, such platforms would provide an ideal opportunity to share his discoveries and spark discussions on the transformative potential of podcasts in education. I'm celebrating this achievement, and I definitely applaud Daniel's work, his dedication, his hard work, and I also recognize the importance of this research. I believe it represents a significant step towards harnessing the power of technology to enhance education and uplift the prospects of students in Nigeria and beyond. The Podcast Movement Conference of 2023 provided a captivating glimpse into the multifaceted world of podcasting. It was a testament to the medium's remarkable evolution, illuminating its strengths and challenges. On the positive side, the conference underscored the remarkable diversity of content creators within the podcasting realm. From well-known YouTube personalities to niche true crime storytellers, the definition of a podcaster has expanded to include voices from all walks of life and corners of the internet. This inclusivity is one of podcasting's greatest strengths, allowing a diverse collection of stories and perspectives to emerge. The event also brought exciting announcements, notably YouTube's commitment to supporting RSS for podcasters and the integration of podcasts into YouTube Music. These developments signify podcasting's growing importance in the media landscape and open up fresh avenues for content distribution and audience engagement. However, not all was rosy at Podcast Movement 2023. Some attendees expressed concern over the industry's perceived stagnation, particularly in areas like monetization and growth. The critique hinted at the need for innovation and fresh approaches to overcome long-standing challenges. Technical hiccups further highlighted the importance of audio quality in podcasting, as attendees struggled with acoustics issues that affected their ability to engage with speakers and content. These challenges served as a reminder of the medium's roots in audio and the importance of maintaining high production standards. One of the most intriguing debates revolved around YouTube's role as a potential disruptor in the podcasting space. While some saw it as an opportunity, others questioned the feasibility of transitioning to video podcasting and the impact on the medium's identity. The consensus was elusive, emphasizing the need for careful consideration when exploring new platforms. Looking to the future, podcasting stands at a crossroads. Its inclusive community, mainstream recognition, and evolving platforms promise continued growth and innovation. But to thrive, it must address content stagnation and technical challenges head-on. The medium's future success hinges on its ability to adapt creatively while preserving its distinctive audio essence. Podcast Movement 2023 painted a vivid picture of podcasting's complex landscape, filled with promise and potential pitfalls. It's an industry on the cusp of transformation, where adaptation and innovation will be the guiding forces shaping its trajectory. The launch of Strikeforce 5, a podcast featuring five prominent late-night television hosts during the ongoing Hollywood writers' strike, offers a valuable lesson in adaptability and collaboration within the entertainment industry. The lesson here is that even in times of adversity, such as a writer's strike that disrupts the nominal production of television content, there are creative alternatives that can not only keep talent engaged, but also benefit those affected by the strike. In this case, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and John Oliver found a way to channel their creative energies and engage with their audience through the medium of podcasting. The collaboration among these hosts, who are typically competitors in the late-night TV landscape, highlights the importance of putting aside competition in favor of cooperation when faced with common challenges. Their ability to come together and share their insights, humor, and perspectives on various topics is a testament to the power of teamwork and shared goals. Another significant takeaway is the philanthropic aspect of the podcast. All proceeds from Strikeforce 5 will go towards supporting the staff of the hosts' respective TV shows who are affected by the strike. This demonstrates a sense of responsibility and solidarity within the entertainment industry, as these hosts use their platform to give back to their colleagues during a challenging period. In a broader context, this serves as a reminder that creativity knows no bounds and that the podcasting medium continues to be a versatile and accessible platform for content creation and engagement. It also underscores the impact of digital media on traditional entertainment as high-profile hosts venture into new formats to reach their audience. Strikeforce 5 showcases how adaptability, collaboration, and a commitment to support others can lead to meaningful and entertaining content, even in the face of industry disruptions. It serves as an example of how innovation and a willingness to explore new avenues can be a win-win for both creators and their audiences. Spotify's recent decision to limit support for white noise podcasts has raised questions about the evolving landscape of content creation and monetization in the podcasting industry. While Spotify's move to reduce advertising support for these creators may come as a surprise to some, it reflects the platform's strategic shift towards more engaging and listener-focused content, or so it seems. The decision set to take effect on October 1 means that podcasters who primarily offer soothing sounds like rain or chirping birds will no longer receive support from Spotify's Ambassador Ads program. Also, the platform is increasing the audience threshold for conventional podcasters to qualify for ads, further emphasizing the importance of attracting engaged listeners. This move has sparked discussions about the economics of podcasting. White noise podcasters have been able to earn substantial income, with some reportedly making up to $18,000 a month through ads placed by Spotify. However, the platform's decision suggests a re-evaluation of the return on investment for such content. Spotify's annual gross profit was reportedly reduced by $38 million due to these shows, highlighting the scale of the issue. It's important to consider the broader implications of this decision. Spotify's shift may encourage podcasters to create more captivating and engaging content to secure advertising support, potentially elevating the overall quality of podcasts on the platform, which is not a bad thing. But at the same time, it raises questions about the diversity of content available and whether this move could limit opportunities for niche or unconventional podcasters. Spotify's clarification on its automated ads program, where it will now share revenue with podcasters, demonstrates the company's commitment to adapting its monetization models. This shift aligns with industry trends where podcasters increasingly seek fair compensation for their work. Spotify's decision to curtail support for white noise podcasters underscores the platform's evolving approach to content creation and monetization. As the podcasting industry continues to grow, creators will need to adapt their strategies to align with changing platform policies and listener preferences. In the ever-evolving world of audio on demand, there's a mesmerizing journey that takes us from the enchanting crackles of vinyl records to the digital allure of podcasts via cassettes, CDs, and MP3s. This shines a spotlight on the evolution of audio entertainment, with podcasts at the heart of the transformation. Our journey begins in the mid-20th century, where vinyl records ruled the airwaves. These iconic discs, rich with analog charm, held the power to transport listeners to distant realms. As the needle descended onto the grooves, a symphony of emotions filled the room. Vinyl records became cherished companions, featuring not only incredible music, but also breathtaking album art. Each play was a ritual, a treasure hunt for sonic wonders. But time never stands still, and innovation was on the horizon. Enter the cassette tape, a compact, portable alternative to the vinyl. It democratized music, allowing people to create mixtapes, share favorite tracks, and enjoy music on the move with their trusty Walkmans. Cassettes epitomized freedom, ushering the era of personalized music collections. In the 1980s, the music landscape underwent another seismic shift with the introduction of the compact disc, or preferably CD. These sleek, laser-etched discs offered unparalleled sound quality and durability. The transition from analog to digital was complete, and music enthusiasts embraced the pristine clarity of CDs. It was a time of CD towers, disc changers, and the joy of never worrying about tangled tapes. But the digital revolution had only just begun. The late 90s brought the advent of MP3s, a format that compressed audio into tiny, easily shareable files. With the rise of the internet, music became more accessible than ever before. Napster and iTunes paved the way for a world where you could carry thousands of songs in your pocket. The concept of the album was challenged as listeners created their own playlists from an expansive digital library. As the 21st century progressed, audio consumption continued to transform. Podcasts burst onto the scene, revolutionizing how we engage with audio content. Individuals and organizations crafted captivating stories and discussions, and RSS feeds became the backbone of podcast distribution. Listeners could now subscribe to their favorite shows, receiving new episodes automatically. Podcasts took audio on demand to new heights, encompassing a world of stories, knowledge, and exploration. The journey from vinyl to cassettes to CDs to MP3s to podcasts via RSS feeds is a testament to the dynamic nature of audio on demand. Each era brought its own distinct charm, offering novel ways to connect with music and, more importantly, the immersive world of podcasts. While we may fondly remember the warm crackles of vinyl, the portability of cassettes, the clarity of CDs, and the convenience of MP3s, it's the rise of podcasts and the power of RSS feeds that signify the limitless potential of the digital age. In the grand scheme of things, this serves as a reminder that podcasts have become the beating heart of modern audio on demand. They represent our insatiable appetite for connection, exploration, and the sheer beauty of sound. As technology advances, who knows what the future holds for the world of podcasts and audio on demand? One thing is certain, the journey is far from over, and the adventure of sound is poised to evolve in ways beyond our wildest imagination. Hey there, if you're serious about growing your podcast and reaching a wider audience, then listen up. Did you know that promoting your podcast on radio can take your show to new heights? Well, it's true. Radio advertising offers a broader reach, adds credibility, and opens doors to untapped audiences. But I've even got better news for you. Introducing RadioAdSpread.com. With the code DOE800, you get access to a free consultation and your very own account manager. They'll guide you through the process, making it easy to start your radio advertising journey. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to expand your podcast's reach and influence. Visit RadioAdSpread.com today and use the code DOE800. Your podcast deserves to shine. There's more information in the show notes.
Pretty Yo. Sure it's Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Again, hey yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro, way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space, sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose the fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo come correct with the flow. Hey yo, what? As the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.